Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 139. The Built-In Power of the Apostles' Message. Before Robert Fulton's invention of the steamboat in 1803 and Stevenson's railway engine in 1825, vehicles had to be pulled by horses, mules, oxen, or donkeys, all of which needed to be whipped, kicked, or prodded into action, or shouted at. The world of that day marveled when it came time to see a self-propelled vehicle. Is the gospel a self-propelled vehicle? Or does its proclamation and propagation depend on church members and pastors? Constantly being prodded by church leaders into action? Lay activities leaders in churches can testify, to get much done it takes constant promotion, the polite word for prodding, kicking, or whipping reluctant livestock into action. The zealous promoter gets some publicity for his enthusiasm, until finally evangelism fatigue sets in. Then a new leader must be found, and new programs, methods, and systems must be devised. The New Testament letters of the apostles reveal a strange lack of such works promotion. They chronicle amazing activity, but seldom if ever were believers prodded or whipped into action. Their zealous activity was simply assumed, it was natural. Their gospel was a self-propelled vehicle. Why? Their message had the power built in. The motivating force was greater than that of a steam engine, for the power was implicit in the news about the sacrifice of the Son of God. He burst upon everyone's consciousness as the Lamb of God, a blood sacrifice offered by God. Examples: I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only but also for the whole world, etc. The power is not magic, certainly not mysteriously impossible for our day. The internal combustion engine was the agape of Christ, which constrained them. The book of Revelation predicts that again such a self-propelling gospel will lighten the earth with glory. And again the central character of interest will be the Lamb of God mentioned over and over in the book of Revelation. Does anybody hunger and thirst to understand the news more clearly?